I'm just saying, we have to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. And not only that, we've got to add to our faith virtue and virtue, you know, bravery. There's the bravery. What's that got to do with sin? Nothing. But if you're a coward, if you cower in the face of some evil, it could be sin to you. So we need to add to our faith this virtue, bravery. Well, I see bravery in it. You know, excellence of moral character, all around. You know, virtue is one of those big words, like righteousness. It covers a whole bunch of things. Virtues are things, positive things. Not just like, I didn't do that bad thing anymore. No, it is actually, you know, that's why we got to have faith in these promises. Because without faith in these promises, we will never obtain them. If we don't believe we are to do these things, and if we don't believe that God has given his divine power that we may do these things, it is manifest we will never obtain these things. If we waver, it is manifest that we will obtain nothing from God. James says, he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea. And let not that man think he's going to obtain anything from God. And no wonder. Everyone thinks, no, that's impossible, Paul. No, we can't do that, Paul. No. It's like the Israelites cowered before the promised land. They were about to enter in and they were like, oh, we can't go in there. Too many giants. They staggered at the promise of God. I'll give you this land. Whoa, are you sure you're up to the task, God? That's bad enough. Oh, I'll make you righteous. Are you sure you can do that? I don't think God can do that. I mean, he can do it, but I don't think he's going to do it. I think he led us out here to sin. He's going to let us sin. I mean, look, we keep sinning. See, they stagger. You know why? Because they look at the infirmity of their flesh. They continue in sin. And they think, if God wanted to help me, he would have done it by now. See, but sometimes God wants us to continue. You know, he says, give all diligence in verse 5. There is diligence which we must give, which means speed, literally. That is dispatch, earnestness. I like diligence. And here's the thing. How do you give all diligence? Because you know why? God will put that spirit in you to be diligent about it. He will give you that. And if you don't have it, ask him. He may give you diligence by a route you don't understand. But if you ask in faith, nothing wavering, meaning you know this is what you want, then ask. Don't ask on your lust. That's how much so many people, oh Lord, if I could just have that thing I covet after, but covet rather after the great gifts of God. But covet after rather the divine nature, that by the divine power you may obtain that nature, which is of Christ. Virtue, knowledge, temperance. Temperance is self-control. It can come from any number, you know, control your temper, control your consumption, control. There's all kinds of things you can control. You know, self-control is one of the, I think, most important things we can obtain. That's why it's listed among this list. These are all extremely important in the faith. And notice they're added to our faith. You don't just stop in that, I believe that God raised him from the dead. And, I believe that in my heart, and I confess with my lips the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm saved. Now I inherit eternal life. And, you don't understand. It's like, if your faith stops there, then your faith dies. If you really believe that, I tell you what, it's going to work something more in you than that lazy spirit. Than that total, just torpid, do-nothing kind of spirit. If God is really calling you according to his calling, it's going to work on you something much, much better than that. Because that's pathetic. That you would just... And you know, and I know, because they're out there teaching, that's all you have to do. In fact, they don't teach you anything more. In fact, that's all they care about. Because they, in a sense, they believe that's the gospel and the scriptures. That's what we should do, is preach the gospel. They understand the gospel comes in the volume of the book. Look at this word. This word of Peter is so rich, you know? Temperance. The temperance, patience. Patience. You know, long abiding is what that, you know, to abide under, to endure, you know, to, there's a lot of words translated patience, hupomone, endurance. Can you endure the trials? Can you endure the afflictions? Enduring all these things, enduring the weight. Patience, godliness. Godly. I remember when I used to get involved with, you know, online video games and stuff. There was godly this and godly that. But what about real? You know, what it means to be, and they didn't know what it meant. God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. I want to be godly. Not in the world to come. No, I keep it right through. But I mean, even now. I want to be godly. There's a godly man. There's a godly man full of virtue, knowledge, and temperance. A patient man. Brotherly kindness, that's the word Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Phila is the fondness. And Delphia is brother. The fondness of the brotherhood. Who are your brothers? Your brothers are those who have obtained like precious faith. And so brotherly kindness, charity. You know, because whoever hateth his brother is a murderer. You know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Charity is love in the sense of desire of that highest good for someone. Would you even love your enemies like this? You know, you don't feel filet for your, and you know, you don't feel like this fondness for your enemy necessarily, because maybe they're a very wicked person. Like, I would not expect, because there's several words translated love or something similar in Greek, you know, phile, which is fondness, like the Philadelphia, the brotherly love. Or there's eros, which is like carnal love, in the sense of, you know, love making and that sort of thing. And there is this charity, which is agape. It's a higher order of love, which is more along the lines of benevolent love, the way in which you can love your enemy. Meaning, I love my enemy, so I rebuke him. I love my brother, I don't rebuke him, I entreat him. See, there's a difference. And not that you don't have agape for your brother, but that because of the fondness and because of the gentleness of the love of the brethren, we take a different attitude.